Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes when gone, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par.
Recorded first by Bing Crosby in 1956. Then Elvis recorded it in 1957. And I don't know how many people even know that. This is seldom heard Elvis music. A special with Jenny. And another bug in your ear. John picked every one of the songs that were here today, every one of them. So, seldom heard, folks, hardly ever heard by me. Some of them never heard. And I'm sure many of you will have some you've never heard. So this is really something special and it won't be the last show. We're going to try to do Elvis Gospel for Sunday's Gospel Show. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. We haven't finalized it yet, but I would love to do that. I would love to do that. So if John is game for that, we're going to have an all Elvis Gospel Show. And I'm just enjoying this immensely. This is fantastic. I just can't even imagine, you know, this, wow, just wow.
Isn't it? Double wow.
So I hope you guys are ready to hear some stuff that you've not heard very much or maybe never, because that's what today's all about. And right now, I've got a song that I've only heard once before, and that's because I was just browsing through YouTube and found it and went, what's this? So this is, now every song that's going to play today is by Elvis. So we're going to kind of dispense with that part of the introduction. This one's called A Little Bit of Green.
Now that the truth is hard to face, I can't forget you once were mine. Now someone else is in my place. Whenever we meet, my heart beats out of time. Just a little bit of green clouds my eyes to what I've seen. Just a little bit of green when I see you with someone new. And knowing that I can do. Please don't try to tie me down. Those are the words you often say. I can't help seeing you. I turn my eyes away. Just a little bit of green. Whoa, clouds my eyes to what I've seen. Just a little bit of green when I and knowing that there's nothing I can do.
Now that is a nice song. I don't know why it doesn't get played very much. I think it's fantastic, but nobody asks me, and I'm playing it. There we go. You know, this is going to be a very special thing, and we are probably going to go for 12 or 13 or however many shows it takes to play the seldom heard Elvis songs, because there's a lot of them, folks. It seems like everybody plays just one small segment of his recordings, and we're all missing so much. And y'all know me well enough to know that if I'm given the chance, I'm going to play the odd out stuff, the stuff that doesn't get heard, the really neat stuff that nobody else is playing. You know that's my thing.
You go for it, Jenny, because they're all awesome records.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, the good thing about it is I've got John on my side, too. So,
and me.
You guys, hey, cool. You guys are going to hear a lot of stuff that is not real commonly heard, and it's fantastic stuff. I really don't understand why it hasn't gotten played so much, because I heard some things when I was putting the show together that are just, oh wow, you know. And you can't, well, I can't just not play them.
That's right.
It would drive me insane. I'd end up in a padded room somewhere, you know, and I don't want to do that.
No.
No. People would wonder what happened to me.
Exactly.
Well, I hope people would wonder what happened to me. Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, they would.
But I don't want to find out.
No. No. Oh, this is going to be really wicked. This, all these records what don't get played, and it's just reviving them all. Beautiful.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to play one now that I found, and it was like next to one that John gave me.
Yes.
So they don't fit together alphabetically, but that's how they were on YouTube. So I'm going to play the one I found right now because I think it's knockout wicked. I love it. This was recorded in 1955, so we're talking young Elvis, okay? And this was during, I believe, the time that he was doing things like the Louisiana Hayride and Grand Ole Opry and all that odd stuff that they were throwing at him, the fairs and things like that, when he was trying to get going. You know, that's what you did back then. You played all the oddball stuff. This one, I couldn't believe it. When I very first heard this title, I could not believe it. I went, are you kidding me? Is this real? And lo and behold, it's real. So here we go, folks. Milk Cow Blues.
Oh.
Well, I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow by the way she looks. Holy fellas, that don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. Well, I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow can tell the way she looks. Now if you see my milk cow, he's a rapper on my home. I had no milk and butter. That cow's been gone. Well, I tried to treat you right day by day. I told her to pray for, get out on your knees and pray for you gonna need. You're gonna need your loving daddy's help someday. And you're gonna be sorry treating me this way. Oh, let's milk it. Get along with you. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying. I'm gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna leave. You're gonna need your love and daddy's help someday. And you're gonna be sorry for treating me this way.
Now you got to admit, that's a mover and a shaker. That's how I think of Elvis back in the early 1950s. A moving and shaking. And I see him up on that fair stage, just going after it. That maybe my brain is a little sideways or whatever, but it hasn't been stoked in formaldehyde lately, so I think it's okay. You have to watch out for those things, you know. But I heard that and I thought, yeah, Yeah, that one has to. It just has to.
Okay.
It just has to. And there's one that I did not know he had done until yesterday. Yesterday was such a fantastically, wonderfully cool day. I got to let you guys know I had the best time yesterday, and most of the day was music.
Oh, great.
John was sending me songs, and I was listening to them, and yes, I went in, I built my show, and I put the songs in the computer, and it just happened. I did it all within an hour and a half, and that never happens. A show takes me 3 hours to put together, except for yesterday. It was so awesome. I had the best time. Oh, my gosh. You guys just don't know. You don't know, and I can't explain it. That's just how good it was.
Oh, it's good.
This is one he sent me, and I went, oh, really? Oh, really? It's Elvis with an acoustic guitar. Just an acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And he's singing Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa.
Oh,
have at it.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, in a big deal. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is it your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought they just love it. I made that. Are you warm? Are you near? Or just a holy, lovely word of art? Tempt a lover, Mona Lisa, or is it your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep, but
everybody, all together, let's sigh.
I don't know if you've got it in time.
Yeah, we need a little practice, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Is that just, you know, I'm sorry, but Nat, you just don't have the right candle. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
That was
your
great.
Candle need, you just, nah, just, no, never mind. It's just not compare. You just can't compare. It's not comparable. You just can't do it. And while we've got off the wall stuff, here's another one that John sent me that is like, oh, really? Oh, really? And where did that come from? which is what this show is all about. So it's okay, right? Oh, kids, so many surprises today. This is so cool. I am so jacked right now, you wouldn't even believe it. Give a listen to this one. This one's going to really, well, it surprised me. See what it does for you. Santa Lucia.
Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida l'onda, prospero il vento. Sul mare luccica l'astro d'argento, placida l'onda, prospero il vento. Venite l'agile barchetta mia, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia.
Now, when I heard that, it surprised me. And it's not very long. It's a home recording. But I love rehearsals and home recordings. They're my favorite. If it's a home recording that people don't hear very often, I'm playing it. No problem. If it's a rehearsal tape that people don't hear very often, I'm playing it. That's just, and the one where he laughs and has a little off-color language, that just tickles my funny bone absolutely no end. That is my favorite. I've listened to it many times. I love it. I love it. I love it. And poor Susan, she is having trouble finding her link, her invite, to be able to get here.
Oh.
And I got a message that it was a home recording. Now I'm getting a message that it's not a home recording. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Nobody knows. Not for sure.
Whatever. It's still great anyway.
It is. That's what counts, is that it's fantastic. He might be just mucking about in the studio.
Now, you know what that pictured me with Elvis singing that? You'd be in a gondola going down the water and in the gondola, and Elvis is singing to you. That'd be great.
As long as you don't get seasick. As long as you don't get seasick, you're okay. No, give me a lake or a river, I'm fine, not a problem. Get me out on the ocean in a 17 footer and no end of trouble. But, you know, never been on a ship. I don't know what a cruise would be like. I could try a cruise.
No,
I don't
I've
know.
Never been on one of them.
I have.
Long
that's
as,
not...
long as the ocean's, you know, nice and smooth, I'm fine.
There is nothing nice and smooth about the ocean, honey. Not if it's normal weather. It's not going to happen. It's just if you've got a big ship... It doesn't recognize the chop. It doesn't notice it's there. If you've got a little 17-foot fishing boat, it recognizes every single tiny wave that crawls under that hull. Take my word for it. It's awful.
That's the one I've just read in the chat, one cornetto.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh my goodness sakes! Yes, okay. I'm sitting here talking, and I need to find.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I have it right here, in the S's. Might as well play the S's. Okay, here's one that I'm trying to think. Have I ever heard it before? I think I heard it once years ago, but we're going to hear it again today, and it's a good song. Shake a Hand.
Just leave it to me. forget to pray.
You just love that rhythm that it's got. Oh yeah, you just sit there and just really get into that style. Oh, that's cool. I like that a lot. Oh yeah. It's getting to me, kids. It's getting to me.
Yes.
That's just how it goes. Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm actually looking for a particular song. And you know what? I'm found another song on my way. And why not? They're both on the list. So, hey, this one's called My Little... You remember when you were a kid and you had your first boyfriend? I mean, maybe you were 9 years old, 8 years old. I didn't. I never had a boyfriend until I was 14. But, you know, I couldn't understand it. So, I don't know. The boys... I asked a friend in high school, why? Why doesn't anybody ever ask me out or anything? And my answer was, they're afraid of me.
Oh.
I said, what?
I was a teenager with my first boyfriend. Kiss on the cheek, that was it.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. Sorry. But, yeah, I asked them, well, why are they afraid of me? And they go... Because you're pretty and you're smart. You're too smart for your own good. I went, well, can't help either one of those, so oh well.
Yep. Bad luck, Jenny.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, you know what? That's okay. I taught this friend a little bit about kissing, so that's okay. It was a fair trade. He gave me info and I gave him a kiss.
Oh, well.
Oh, I think of it now. It's so funny. But, you know, back then it was like, okay, whatever. A kiss is a kiss is a kiss. It just, you know, it was the 60s. What can I tell you? So anyway, well, the early 70s by then. But, yeah, it's. But when you're little and because they teased my sister this way. My sister had boyfriends from the time 7 years old. And, it's like, okay, better you deal with it than me. Go for it. And it was always your little friend. Are you going to go and see your little friend today? Is your little friend going to come over today? I would go in the other room and just laugh. Because these are the grown-ups doing this to her, you know.
Yeah.
She just took it in stride. Oh, no, we saw each other yesterday, so, you know, we'll see each other in school Monday or whatever it was. You know?
Yeah. Oh.
I remember that. Poor Rita. Anyway, I never had to deal with that, so I was okay. That was all right. I would have been mortified. I just would have been mortified. They would have had to scrape me up, take me out on a slab. That would have killed me. Anyway, that's what this song is called. It's called My Little Friend. Minded being called a little friend, but please don't do it to my face. Talk about me that way behind my back, because it totally, completely embarrassed me. I could not have handled it back then.
That was a good song.
And now,
I like that.
Yes, wasn't that nice? So many. That's what today's all about, my friends. That's what today is all about, is little heard, seldom heard, not little heard, seldom heard Elvis music. And if you've never heard it, that's pretty seldom.
Yes, you can't get it no more than that.
That's true. That's true. Zero is, there isn't anything less than zero when it comes to this kind of thing. This is not mathematics.
No, definitely not.
Oh, seventh grade mathematics, negative numbers. Loved it. Anyway, there's another song just right here in front of my face, and it's going, me, me, me. Well, no, it's not me. It's an N, not an M. But anyway, it's called Never Ending. Enjoy.
Walk down to the beach at sunset. Look as far as you can see. You will find that endless ocean, and that's how my love will always be. At
at the sky at midnight. Gaze upon the starlit view. Just as heaven has no boundaries, neither does my love for you. I bring you never-ending, never-ending.
Oh, yeah. I must have heard that one before because I know it. But anyway, yeah, I was sitting here singing with it, and it's, I must have heard it before. I wouldn't have been able to do that, I don't think. Osmosis, ESP, it just kind of seeped into my brain. Oh, my goodness sakes. Jenny, you are weird. But that's okay. That's okay. Somebody's got to be weird, right? Might as well be me.
We like you like it, Jenny. What can I say?
I can handle weird. You know, it's too much trouble to change. I can just be myself.
Right.
And if you like me or you love me and you like to spend time with me, being myself is perfectly fine. So I don't have to change.
No.
So I like it that way. I like it. If I make you laugh, then I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I make me laugh. Oh my goodness. Okay, it's time to play another song. This one I have heard this twice before. And you know it's a seldom heard Elvis song. If I can count on one hand the times that I have heard this, I've heard this twice. And I love it. It is so much fun. It's called Plantation Rock. So rock it.
Come along with me. We'll do the plantation rock. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock? Well, it became a sensation. Rocking on the plantation, dancing in the fields down to each dog. Do the plantation rock. So come on, bend your knees, twist with ease, side to side like the swaying trees, keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them. Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock. Just do it as you're shown. You'll want to dance round the clock. Well, just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation start rocking on each street and block. We'll do the plantation rock. We'll do the plantation rock. It's easy as can be. You wanna dance round the clock? Well, it became a sensation. Rocking on the plantation, dancing in the fields down to each dog. They do the plantation rock. So come on, bend your knees, twist with ease, side to side like the swaying trees, keeping rhythm. Now add some pep, double step, shake right there like a rocking chair and stay with them. Well, now you're right at home, doing the plantation rock. Just
do it as you're shown. You want to dance round the clock. Well, just like on the plantation, folks all over the nation start rocking on each street and block. They do the plantation rock. 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 They do the plantation rock.
Yeah, every time I hear that, I can just picture this big old white southern plantation house with the big white columns all along the front of the porch. And the first floor is what we would call the second floor, because the first floor is the ground floor.
Ground. Mm.
It took me a while to figure that out, but I finally figured it out. I went, okay, well, I guess when you're down south, you do it the way they want to. So we do it the way we want to, so why not? I love that song, though. I think that is just awesome.
It was a good song. I've never heard it before, but, yeah, that was good. Really enjoyed that.
Hey, if it got your feet to tapping and your leg to moving and your body to shaking, you're okay.
It's good.
Oh, great. I've got another one here now. It's called Mine. I love that word. When you're talking about another person that you love, that's a good word. Mine. I love the thought of seeing someone and just having that feeling inside of you that says, wow, that's mine.
Yeah.
That would feel so good. So good. I've had the feeling before, but not for very long, and it wasn't my doing, but that's what happened. But I'd do it again. Sometimes, you know, you get to a point, I'm never going to again. I'm never going to again. But when the time comes, when the time comes, you do. Yeah, you do. And you don't even take into account whether it's going to be forever or not. Okay, maybe it's only a weekend. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's a month. Maybe it's once in a while over years. But you'll do it again. You'll do it again. Don't even bother saying you'll never do it again. Exactly. Don't say you won't do it again, because you know your heart's going to say, ha, 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 on you. Sure. But that's just, I can just imagine that, just walking down the street, holding hands with somebody, being able to look at them and just say, that's mine, and being so proud of that. Because that's how you feel. Of course, it would help if they would feel the same way about you.
Yeah, it would be nice.
But you know what? Just to have that feeling, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this title, when John sent me this song, this title kind of struck me. It says, Mine. I like that. Mm. I like that a lot. So here's mine.
Mine is a heart that beats for only you. A love that always will be true. Forevermore.
your love. Promise you'll be mine. Mine is a heart that beats for only you. Mine is a love that always will be true.
Says it all. Mine. Yeah.
How romantic.
Mine. Somebody's going to say that to me someday. One day, you know, if you're going to dream, dream your favorite dream, right? Mm-hmm. You bet. Hey, you bet. Okay, next. Next, I have to cross this off. Where did it go? I don't know. I'll find it later. I'll find it later. It's not going anywhere.
Better stay put somewhere.
You know, that's one of the best things about being the one to do this show. If I muck up something a little bit, just say, hey, guess what? I mucked it up. And you go on from there, and it's just as much fun. Things turn out fine. Everybody loves it. You love it. You have fun. Everybody else has fun. That's the best thing about doing one of these shows. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I even preach when it's not Sunday.
Yes.
And you guys listen. That's the part that I love. If you guys listen, that is so cool. I'm going to have to come to the UK and see what it's like someday. I've always wanted to.
Visit.
Now okay. I have friends there. So, hey, you know, why not?
Great.
Okay. This one, This is another sweet one, guys. It's called Mary Lou Brown.
Right out of sight. I love you, man. down by the green riverside, with my arms open wide, I'll wait for her, only for her. Mary, who grounds mine tonight, Mary.
He always got his 2 cents worth in there, you know.
Yeah, beautiful voice too.
Yes, he did. He did. Mm. Well, that's why they let him sing. if he had sounded like a frog out in the pond, he probably wouldn't have got to sing.
That was lovely,
but he didn't sound like that. He didn't sound like that. He sounded like a songbird out in a tree. So, hey, there you go. Okay, here's one that I have heard before, but it just makes me smile. It just makes me smile. When the Beatles did it, they did it serious, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't say Elvis isn't doing it serious, but he's having fun. You can tell he's having fun. It makes me smile. Lady Madonna.
If
that was supposed to eventually be a serious recording or not, but that particular one, they were having fun.
I was.
And then it was time to eat.
Yes. That's extra special with it.
Cold cuts and crackers. What the hey, you know? That works. That works. Now, here is one that the title always reminded me that, you know, because when I was married, and I can't even say short time, that's the sad part, but when I was married, I was married to a musician. Okay. Mm. And you kind of have to go with the flow. You know, yeah. if you're on the road with the band and doing what the band does, you kind of go with the flow. You don't really have your own thing working.
No.
You know, my thing was doing the books, keeping track of everything, paying all the bills and all that. That was my thing at that point. Yeah. That's what I did. And it was kind of like you're not going to, if you're involved with that person, you're not going to be doing your own life. And you cannot hate or dislike the life you're involved in.
That's right.
That's just not going to work. It's not going to work. So this title brought all of that home to me, you know, because when you love someone, if you do love them, you should tend to love their life.
Yeah.
Because if you don't love their life, that means you're going to try and change them, and that's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Mm.
If you love someone, you love them just the way they are.
That's right. Unconditionally. Yeah.
Yes. I spent 30 years with someone trying to change me. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out in the end. Because you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Can't do that. Another person cannot be what you want them to be. What you expect them to do. You have to love them for who they are and what they do. You love them. You love their life. And that's the name of the song. And that's all I'm going to preach on.
Okay.
And you guys, I am not going to apologize for preaching because, hey, you know what? This is my platform to put forth my rants and raves, and I do it.
So, and your views, that's it.
I do it. Yes, I do. And it's my views. You don't have to agree with them.
That's right.
Never said that because I'm allowing you guys to be who you are.
Mm.
You have your own viewpoints, and that's fine. But you listen to me, and I appreciate that so much. I thank you for that. Anyway, now that I've said all that, this song is called Love Me, Love the Life I Lead.
I am not a wise man. Neither am I a fool. I'm what I am the way the good Lord made me. Though I need you more than you may ever understand, I can't wear a face that will betray me. Oh, if you're gonna love me, love the life I need, the things I need. Don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me for what I am. I can't be another man, I can't be free from the life I lead, from the life I lead. Money in my pocket never seems to last too long. I gamble on the wind and drown my sorrow. Though God knows I can't pretend it's better on my own. I can't promise you a new tomorrow. If you're gonna love me, love the love I need the things I need. Don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me for what I am. I can't be another man, I can't be free from the life I lead, from the life I lead.
need. Don't try to change me.
If you're gonna take me the way I am. I can't be another man, can't be free. From the life I lead, from the life I lead. If you're gonna love me, love the life I lead. Need the things I need, don't try to change. If you're gonna take me for what I am.
Yes, exactly what I was saying, exactly what I was saying. And that's just how it is, because if you really do love someone, you're not going to want to change them because you fell in love with them the way they are. Why would you want to change that? That never made any sense to me. Oh, you need to walk this way, you need to dress this way, you need to do this, you need to do that. Well, you know, I understand the dress. The dressing part, because you always suggest to a person that you care about what you like to see. And that's okay, because you're not trying to change that person. You're not trying to change how they talk or what they say or who they like or something like that, you know. So I don't have any problem suggesting clothes or where to go to dinner or something like that, you know. That's not changing the person. That doesn't count. Yeah, no, that doesn't count. Okay, here's that other, a little bit off the wall one that I was telling you about. And I'm not really sure. It was one of the programs that used to be on, and I'm not sure if it was Louisiana Hayride or if it was Grand Ole Opry. It was like that, okay?
Okay.
And they're trying to fill a 2-minute segment. So they asked Elvis, and you'll hear this. They asked Elvis if he had a 2-minute version of this song. And the song is called Tweedledee.
Elvis, have you got a 2-minute version of Tweedledee?
Yes, I guess so.
Let her flicker then.
Too, but he got
so young in there, isn't he?
Yeah, Oh, yeah, yeah. That was back at the beginning, or very close to the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love listening to those, you know, because his voice matured and became more mellow and smooth.
Mm.
You know, the more practice that he had singing over the years. And,
you can still hear him there, but it gets more...
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just interesting.
More grown up,
his voice was more, it was more raw when he was young like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I like listening to all of it simply because you can see the changes.
Mm.
And I think that's very interesting because if you pay attention, anybody who has sung over years is going to have those same kinds of changes in their voice.
Voice.
You know, I don't sound the way I sounded as a teenager. I could hit a high C in high school and I could go to mid alto. I can't do that now. And my voice was a little more open, bright. It's not as bright like that anymore. So everybody changes as they get older. As they mature. There you go. As they mature.
Yes, as they mature.
You have to find these proper ways to say these things. Mm. You know, your voice changes when you get old. Oh, my goodness. Talk about totally uncouth. That's okay. It was funny. Since I was basically talking about myself, that was all right. Okay. We have one now that I don't remember hearing before yesterday. I may have, but I don't remember it. All right?
Okay.
It's called What Now, What Next, Where To. And it's really kind of cool.
Like a ship without a compass on a cold and lonely sea, no beacon light of love to guide me through. I love the only treasure that means anything to me. What now? What next? Where to? I thought I had a love that would be mine eternally. I felt so sure you'd be forever true. Now everything I counted on has crumbled under me. What now? What next? Where to? Were part of every dream I dreamed, of everything I planned. How could I know our castles were built upon the sand? Won't heaven send an angel, please, to tell me what to do? What now? What next? Where to? What now? What next? Where to?
Yeah, there's that little country sound. I like it. He could do anything. He
you can hear he's getting older, can't you, in that voice?
Yes, yes. Well, it's just like I was saying, what happened with mine is that it wasn't as bright and open. He had learned to control it, you know, and he did a very good job at it.
Definitely.
Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got one now that I have heard. Oh, let's see. When I heard it yesterday, it was the second time I'd heard it. And I loved it. I just love this song. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I could see that. I can see that. It's called Please Don't Drag the String Around. You're going to break that sucker and fray the ends. Don't drag that string around. So here you go.
You like to keep me dangling on a string. Cause you know without you, my life don't mean a thing. One day I'll mean more to you than a puppet on a string.
Yeah, my heart is tied to the other end. You're going to drag and bump and bruise and bloody and scrape.
Better.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm thinking, when I'm saying those, I'm thinking of, you know, the asphalt roads where the asphalt doesn't really stay together very well. You're in Arizona. Yeah. Where all the rocks and the pebbles come loose from the tar, and it just doesn't stay tarmac, you know. It busts all up and causes problems. That's what I think about. That's what bumping and jumping and, oh, that it's so sad.
So sad, and you're laughing.
Well, I'm just picturing it in my mind. It's a funny picture. I wish you guys could see it. Yeah.
Must be. You're laughing and you've got me laughing.
Oh, good. Yes. I'm contagious. I'd watch out if I were you, girl. I'm contagious.
Oh, too late.
Just like the virus. Just like the virus. You're going to catch it. You're going to catch it. Okay. Here is one. Flaming Star.
Oh, love it.
Remember that movie? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That was a good movie. Charo was an excellent movie. I love Charo. Love Me Tender was his first movie, and it made me cry. I mean, you know, so there are some really awesome movies amidst all the girly gobbledygook. But even those were fun. You know, they were dingy, but they were fun. You know, we could at least hear him sing. Some of the situations were a little bit unreal. No, a lot of the situations were a little bit unreal. But we got to hear him sing. Just not real great songs, you know what I mean? But that's okay. That's okay. It gave us our Elvis sticks. What can I tell you?
That's the main thing.
All right, this song, they put a date of 1960 on it.
Right.
And it's called Summer Kisses, Winter Tears.
Summer kisses, winter tears. that was what she gave to me. Never thought I'd travel all along the trail of memory. Happy I was lonely, but I guess I can complain, for I still recall the summer sun through all the winter rain. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses when the tears, like the stars when they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. The fire of love, the fire of love can burn from afar, and nothing can light the dark of the night like a falling star. Summer kisses when the tears, like the stars when they fade away, leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Leaving me to spend my lonely nights with dreams of yesterday. Summer kisses when the tears.
Yeah, that one.
Beautiful.
The only word you can say for it is sweet. That's the word that comes to mind when I hear that, is just sweet.
Just bliss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm reoxygenating now. You know, you hold your breath when you're listening to some of these, you know? And you find you need air afterwards.
Yes. Quick breathe before the next one.
Whoa, yeah. This is one that I thoroughly enjoyed because somebody turned the recorder on and he had the piano right there with him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. My impression was there wasn't much else to do. So this is actually called the Bud Now I'm Medley. And I looked up how to pronounce that. Yeah, right. Not that I did a good job of it, but yeah. The Bud Nauheim. The Bud Nauheim Medley. I don't know. I'll get it someday.
Thank you.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. That's just all there is to it. And guess what, guys? We're down to 4 minutes.
Oh.
Time for me to say thank you to everybody that joined me. I had a great time. I hope you guys did too. The next All Elvis show will be the gospel show. Seldom heard gospel music. Elvis.
Okay.
Everyone will be Elvis on Sunday. This coming Sunday. You guys don't want to miss that. You guys don't want to miss that. And I think there, since there is just so much of it, we're going to do this regularly.
Oh, great.
You know, maybe I'm thinking at least once a month, have Thursday All Elvis, or a Saturday, that might be even better, All Elvis, and an All Elvis gospel.
Well,
we have enough songs for a year.
I know, it's going to be great.
It just excites me no end. And you guys know how silly I get when I get excited, so they're going to be good shows. It's just going to be so much fun. You guys don't want to miss any of these. It's just songs that you don't hear very much, if at all. I mean, there's officially the man had over 763, I've heard, and I've heard 792. That's official recordings, real recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Unofficially, it's a couple thousand.
Yes.
You know, realistically.
Amazing, isn't it?
Mm. Oh my gosh,
wow.
The mind doth boggle this. But what a wonderful thought. You just kind of want to sit here and just let that thought just go round in your brain a little bit. But anyway, I want to let you guys know that there's more of these specials coming up.
Awesome.
And that's about what they're going to be called too, is Seldom Heard Elvis Music Specials. Might even get John to put his name in there since he gives me all the music. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's up to him. It's up to him.
Yeah.
But the next one is going to be Sunday. We're going to have Seldom Heard Elvis Gospel Music.
Lovely.
And
thank you, John. And
oh,
Jenny.
I am so looking forward to that. I really am.
Me too.
But I'm not going to have a problem preaching. So.
No. That's good, though. We love it.
I'm never at a loss for words, or very seldom at a loss for words. But thank you, Anne. And I guess the reason Susan couldn't join in is she couldn't find her invite. I did send it because it's an automatic thing on my computer now. I've done it so often it comes up automatically. Automatically sends them. So I don't have to remember. I just look and make sure all three names are there, and
that's
I send it. So I don't know what happened. You know, who with Blog Talk, it could have been anything. So, I mean, yesterday my mic didn't work. Today my mic works. So,
yeah.
Just thank you, everybody, for joining me. Thank you, everybody, in the chats. You make it so interesting, and I get information while we're in the show. I love that. Don't stop. Please don't stop.
Yeah, that's another song.
Oh my gosh, everything is connected to a song. Can you believe that?
Yes.
I love it. And we're so excited about this show being on. I know you were out there listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, because it was so much fun. There'll be another show on Thursday, my regular show. There'll be a show on Saturday. I probably will include more Elvis music in those shows, simply because I've got all this great seldom heard stuff to play. And then Sunday is the Seldom Heard Elvis Gospel Music. So we've got some goodies coming up, folks. I hope you join me, and I'll be sending out the links, notices. Look for them. Thank you. See you later.
Thank you. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, John.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.